Hello, this is a very random thing that I found, thanks to a certain, the way I found FP Recorder, which is the thing I'm going to be ranting a little bit about today, I found this on, was it the Telegram channel for Harry, or was it the, I don't remember, I think it was either that or a group there, I know it was on Telegram at some point, and then there was the GitHub, which is that, what the heck is it, N1? So this is apparently it wants to be the new virtual recorder. Now, thing is, it kind of is, and it isn't. Before we get started, I would like everybody to know that, I would like everybody to know that I'm very aware of what the comments are, or the usual crowd's probably going to say. The sympathetic crowd, as it were. Bro, he just started working on this, insert amount of time here ago. You can't be, criticizing so harshly. Well, that's true, but I'm going to do it anyway. Besides, this has been in development long enough to where a lot of the stuff could have been dealt with by now. So, excuses be excuses. I really don't care. Cool. Now that we're done with that, if you're still here, then let's go. So, first things first. This program has zero documentation. There is literally no documentation to be found. Maybe the GitHub has a README somewhere. Actually, does it? Let's find out. Oh, it does have a README. Excuse me. Okay. You know what? Cool. There you go. This is proof that I can be wrong and that I can admit that. Coolio. So yes, it does have a README. Take that back. However, what I will say is that it does not have a package. The release is literally an executable that you download from the releases page, and then you put it in a folder, or you don't put it anywhere if you don't want to, in a folder at all. I did, because, I think that's very convenient. But yeah, basically this has no documentation. The release does not. In order to see the documentation, you literally have to go to the GitHub, which, if you download the release, there is no link to that anywhere in the release. So, if you're just downloading this from somebody, or a server somewhere, you won't know what to do. Because that leads me to the next thing. Because you do not have a default configuration. So, you have this file, fp.ini. This has to exist. I'm not sure if FP Recorder creates this. When I first used it way back when it was in its first version, it didn't. Maybe it does now, but yeah, that's okay. Again, I could be wrong on the fact that it might not, or that it might. So, either way, you have to manually edit this. This is the next problem. There is literally no settings, so I'm going to run this. Okay, so this is a very basic window. You have this, the start recording button, and then we can tab around. And this goes through all your input devices, and then there's a not use option, or whatever it is, don't use. Which is nice. That's a point from me. Point from me for that. Not use is nice. And right there. Output devices, not use. Now, Recordings Manager, I have no idea what that does. Never really pressed it. And that's it. Literally, that's it. There is literally no configuration window of any sort. Apparently, there are invisible hotkeys. Thing like Windows Shift F1 through 3 or something like that, but I've never used it. The one time I tried it, it didn't work. Because I tried to customize it and set up a different hotkey, and it did not let me. It decided to throw a massive fit and do nothing. Just gave me dirty looks when I tried to use the hotkeys. Yay. So, yes, this thing is very basic, and it's very minimum. I mean, it works for what it is. You can customize stuff in the INI. You can...
Okay,
It's very nice. If this were to become something else, it has a lot of potential because you can do FFmpeg presets, which is very nice with FFmpeg recorders like OBS and Virtual Recorder, although Virtual Recorder, sadly, is no longer being maintained and updated. And to those who know why, well, all respect to that developer who's no longer with us. So yeah. And yes, by the way, this is not being recorded with FP Recorder. And the only reason it's not being recorded with FP Recorder is because if I were to record it with that, I wouldn't be able to browse the window, the initial window. So speaking of, we can press the start recording button. And we can do this. Now that is cool that it beeps like that. I like that. And it brings you to this window where you have this. And then you can press tab. Restart recording is cool. I've never seen that in a... Like, Virtual Recorder doesn't have that. Restart recording, that seems pretty cool. I don't know if it properly works. I've never done this. Like I said, I've barely ever used this thing. I only used it recently because... I only decided to do this recording because I heard a recording this morning of somebody using it. And I was like, you know what? Why not just rant about this thing a little bit, considering that I have a couple of things to say. So yeah, that's pretty cool. We're going to stop recording now. And it creates a file in whatever recording saving directory you have. I don't know where it saves by default, so I definitely recommend editing your configuration so that you don't break things. So yeah, that's a thing. I don't know if you'll hear this. Probably not, but that's okay. I have my foobar. I usually have my foobar excluded from OBS, and that's okay for this. I don't need it to be audible. So yeah, it'll generate a .wav. You can change that, obviously, in the configuration, which actually, by the way, I really wish that a lot of this stuff was more explained. Maybe it is in the README. The README does seem expanded from the last time I read it. But what we really need, is a configuration manager. I feel like this is extremely important. If you're not going to include a documentation, which, yeah, okay, Virtual Recorder doesn't have one. But see, Virtual Recorder has... Okay, let's put it this way. I've never read a Virtual Recorder documentation. So, my point is, Virtual Recorder stuff is very self-explanatory, and it literally has a configuration window inside of the main recording window, like, where you can record and stuff. It also has a way to edit. Well, I guess a configuration window would include the way to edit the hotkeys. But yeah, basically, literally add all this, fix the hotkeys if they haven't been fixed yet, and we'd be stellar. In fact, I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to try hotkeys. I'm going to see what they are again, because I don't remember. Windows Shift F1. Okay. Windows Shift F1. Oh, nice. It does work out. Whoa. That was weird. Okay. And Windows Shift F1 stops and starts it. Starts and stops it. F2 is pause, resume, and F3 is restart. That's cool. If it actually works properly, which for now it seems to be. So let's Windows Shift F1 again, and I'll try and see if it works. Oops. Ignore that. All right. There we go. So that's cool. They actually have made, Harry, you've made some progress. Or whoever is contributing to this. You made progress, man. Points out to you for that, absolutely. I'll give credit where credit is due. Definitely please add a configuration manager, though, and make a zip file in the releases with a documentation. And please convert that documentation to HTML or something. That would be very nice. This is me being picky at this point, so you don't have to do that. But you don't have to do anything I tell you to do, because, yeah. A documentation in HTML would be nice, especially since it's already in Markdown format, which you can literally just run that through some sort of converter, which there are plenty of them out there, and return yourself an HTML document that you can just plonk in a releases folder. So, yes, please do that. Add documentation, add a configuration section to the recorder window itself, and this program would indeed be well on its way to being the respectful counterpart or the respectful, is it successor? Yes, I think that's the right word. Successor to Virtual Recorder. And I say respectful because Virtual Recorder is a program that I've been using for many years, and it is a program that I would still use were it not for the fact that it uses a fixed version of FFmpeg that is, like, older than me. Probably not. But, yeah. So, definitely, that's really it. I don't have anything else to say. Definitely, you know, add documentation, add a configuration section type deal, and this thing would be very nice. As it is, I'm probably going to use it, especially now that the hotkeys work. Thank God for that. But yeah. Oh, and you close it with Alt F4. There's, like, no exit, as far as I'm aware. So Alt F4 it is. So, yeah. If you can't tell, this is very unscripted, very unprofessional, but hey, that's how we do things around here, so you just have to deal with it. Deal with it. Alright. So with that being said, I think that's really it. I don't really have anything else to say about it. I mean, it's a cool program, and I really hope that it moves along. I mean, it's been moving along at a very slow pace. So I won't really be expecting anything soon. But who knows? Maybe that'll change. Maybe this thing will become awesome in the next month or two. I hope it does. Well, that's all I have to say about this beautiful little program. Thanks for listening. If you've listened this far, cool. Awesome. That's awesome that you managed to stay around for the whole thing. Yeah, until the next one. Randomly decided to upload this. Wanted to upload something new to AudioPub, so this is what I did. Cool. Until the next one, folks.